We are taught, b'shem agro, that whoever is not constantly being oila is being yered. Oyer chayim l'mayim l'mashkel, famous divrei agro. Is somebody sitting in kesa yeshiva automatically protected from being yered, or is he vulnerable of stagnation, even if he places himself in the most prestigious chabura at BMG? The Yetzer Hara of stagnation is all over the place. Placing yourself in a prestigious chabura could be helpful. And a person has to really work very hard on constantly being oila, and not just cruising along, and not just getting satisfied by mu'at. And being part of a shtark chabura definitely is to be nitzel. But the Yetzer Hara is there also. Some people just, towards the end of the circuit, they just give up and they start going back to them, not everybody is so dovek to the chabur. A person has to do many, many things to make sure he is constantly being oila. One of the things that a person could do and should do is to have a demus in front of him of real godless in every area, teira, avoida, midas, whatever, inyan, yerushalayim, whatever, a real demus. And he's constantly aspiring to do that. If he's in a place that it's all his chaverim, but there's no godel b'yisrael there, there's no real power, there's no big generator over there that's elevating the levels, then he is in danger of falling into stagnation. I had heard that Rabbi Robert used to keep on his table the Dvar Avram Sefer. The Dvar Avram was actually a chaver of Rabbi Robert, wasn't even a rebbe of his. And he would keep that sefer on his shtender and say, this is his beitch. This is his whip to keep on going starker and starker and starker because he sees the greatness from the Dvar Avraham in his sefer. That's even a yid like Rabbi Robert, that even he is looking to have the demus right in front of him, so he sees the greatness from the sefer, and the sefer keeps it. So a person has to have either a Rebbe or an Odom Gadol that he has to do with. And certainly the best thing, if you have some Odom Gadol that you're good with and you feel just keeping him close to you, you keep yourself close to him, gives you a demus in areas that you want to strike, you should have some sort of kvius with him. It's not just the once in 2 years that he makes some kind of speech. You have to really push yourself. And many people don't. And maybe they fall into this chalila of not being yoila. And if you're not being yoila, you're being yoila. Did I ever tell you the marshal that Shmuel Irons gives on this thing of this, that everybody is naturally yoila? So yeah, he says, imagine somebody's on the bottom floor and he has to get up to one kaima, he has to get up to the second floor. And there's no staircase. All there is available is an escalator that's going down. So he has to use that escalator to get up to the first floor. So he has to be mamaya when he's on that escalator. But there are two levels that he has to be mamaya. There's one level that he shouldn't be brought down by the escalator, just not to be yared. Then, besides that, he has to be early. He has to reach the first floor. So there are always two aliyahs. So the whole world is something like an escalator going down. And there are two aliyahs that you have to be doing. One is to be nimna from the yerida, and the other is to be oila b'emes. But this is a very big deal. A good chabur, it helps. There's peer pressure. There's yaisim chaveri. But he has to talk and be double chaveri. Let's say everything just drifts and everything just, splinters of, there's no real dvekas b'chaveirim. A person has to work on that. And the demus is very important. Then I'm thinking.